Shalom, everybody. Shabbos HaGadol, and very special Shabbos. Always the Shabbos before Pesach. Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? So some of you might know. It says in the Midrash, and the Torah brings this down, that it's called Shabbos HaGadol because it was a great miracle that occurred on the Shabbos before Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. So Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Actually, it happens this year. It actually falls out exactly the way it did on Mitzrayim itself, when we left Mitzrayim itself. That is to say that Tet Vav Nisan was Thursday, which means Wednesday night was Makkas Bechoros, and was when the Jews in Egypt were eating the Pesach, the Korban Pesach as well. And the 10th of Nisan, so 5 days before, which is Shabbos, like it is this year, was a special nes happened, because that was when Bnei Yisrael were commanded to take a seh, the Korban Pesach, which was the god of the Egyptians, and they were commanded to take it and tie it to their bedpost and publicly declare to anybody who asked that they are going to bring this as a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And obviously that was a big slap in the face for the Egyptians, who believed that the seh, the sheep, the lamb, was actually God itself. And here they are saying that they're actually going to shech, they're gonna slaughter the Egyptians' God to the real God as a korban. So that obviously was a big slap in the face. And there were expected repercussions. There were expected to be pogroms and who knows what else, because of the outrage of how could the Jews dare to do this. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. The Egyptians came and they wanted to yell at the Jews, and or maybe even do worse. And their mouths were shut miraculously. They weren't able to say anything to them, and thereby it was a big nace. And because of that, we commemorate that with Shabbos HaGadol. So I want to ask a question that the Sfas Emes asks, which is, why is it commemorated on Shabbos? L'chora, every other thing that happened to us, all miracles that happened to us on a certain date, and we celebrate on that date. Here, we don't celebrate. This year, it happens to be that we are going to celebrate exactly on the date, because it falls out exactly the same way it did by Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what my mom told me. And it's true. But usually it doesn't. It doesn't necessarily fall out on the exact same day, right? If Pesach falls out on any other day other than a Thursday, so Shabbos HaGadol will not be the 10th. So why don't we celebrate it on the 10th instead of on Shabbos? That's why Samus asked that question. And the Sfas Emes answers, because besides for the Nes Gadol, besides for the great miracle that occurred to the Jews, there was also another aspect of why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. And that is because of the Jewish emunah, the emunah that the Jews had that became stronger on that Shabbos. And on that Shabbos, the Jews, the Yehudim in Mitzrayim, they took upon themselves this mitzvah, and they did it, even though it was at first glance, they thought that there was going to be repercussions, there was going to be a pogrom, who knows what. And okay, there was a miracle, but they didn't know there was going to be a miracle. And they did it. They did it. They did it anyway, because of their love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and their emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so therefore, says the Sfas Emes, this has special significance to Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos was and is a day of emunah. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a day that we basically declare our emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we say, okay, we work for 7 6 days a week, and we have to do our best, our shtadlus and all that. But we take a day off once a week, and we say, you know what? At the end of the day, our parnassah is in your hands, Hashem. And we do that. We take the day off. That's declaring our emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And that emunah that we have in and that we display in Shabbos is something which, until this time, was commemorating the creation of the world. But it doesn't. Hey, what isn't a personal thing for the Jewish people? But now this Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol, it actually becomes a personal declaration of emunah for Klal Yisrael. First of all, we know that Shabbos, when we say in Kiddush, we say Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and this is really, you know, the first Shabbos of Yetzias Mitzrayim, essentially. You know, the Shabbos right before actually leaving Mitzrayim. And also because that emunah that now we had in Hashem acting for us on a particular level, making a miracle for us, because we did our sacrifice for Him. So that specific thing is unique to this Shabbos, and this is where it started on this Shabbos. And also, it's unique, and therefore, it's unique specifically to Shabbos, not just to the 10th of Nisan, per se. Now, another question, and I'm going to tie it all together, Bezrat Hashem. Another question is that what the Beis Yosef asks. The Beis Yosef says like this: it was 5 days before the Korban Pesach. That was when this miracle occurred, right? So what happened on the next day? What happened on the day after that? So on the 10th of Nisan, they came with their, you know, pitchforks and their torches, and they were going to, you know, start a pogrom. And Hashem made a miracle, and He shut them down, right? And they weren't able to do it. Did they just give up and walk home and never do it again? Probably not, right? We know that the Jews, the non-Jews, and their hatred of Klal Yisrael don't give up that easily. So the Beis Yosef asks on the tour, he says, why don't we celebrate, why isn't it only Shabbos HaGadol? Why is it not also Sunday HaGadol and Monday HaGadol and Tuesday HaGadol? Why is it only Shabbos? And the Beis Yosef says something which is very important for us to remember. And that is that basically we saw the miracle on the first day and we were wowed and shocked and awed by such a miracle that Hashem did for us. But you know what? The second day, we already took it for granted. The third day, forget about it. We didn't even notice it. And so therefore, we don't commemorate it except for on the day when we actually noticed it. And this is mamish, of course, all of us in our lives, how we always have these moments of inspiration and then they just die down, they peter out. And it's our job to keep it alive, to keep it going. But okay, so Shabbos HaGadol is only on this Nakuda, but listen. We are right now experiencing, and guys that were in Israel just now, and even guys that weren't, but you've had your own share of miracles. And what we're experiencing in Israel is something that's beyond belief, beyond our capabilities of understanding. It's just absolutely incredible, the miracles that are happening. There's ballistic missiles that are coming. When they do hit Hashem Yishmor, there's tremendous damage. The damage is unbelievable. But yet, most of them are not hitting, not most of them, like the vast, vast majority, 99% are just completely falling harmlessly or not even falling in Eretz Yisrael. It's an unbelievable thing. We don't even appreciate how crazy it is. Somebody posted recently something about the Israeli pilots. It was a retired F-16 pilot who was in the American Army, in the U.S. Army, in Afghanistan. He was a fighter pilot. And he was saying how he had done very, very drastic maneuvers and very, you know, pretty crazy stuff over in Afghanistan. And he said it is nothing. It is nothing at all compared to what the Israeli pilots are doing, to the operations that they're doing constantly, constantly flying thousands of kilometers, penetrating deeply into Iran, knocking out specific targets, refueling in the air, things that are incredibly crazy. And he said that what's even more shocking to him is the fact that there was zero malfunctions, at least not that we know about. Zero malfunctions, zero things that have gone wrong. And he said that even in training, even when you're training to do operations like this, you have malfunctions, all the more so in a war when there's a battle and it's actually real, you know, things that have come up and crazy things. And of course, okay, so this, you know, retired fighter pilot didn't mention it, but of course these aren't Nisan, these are mamish miracles. It's just miracles every single day. Absolutely crazy things that are happening. I mean, look, there's one missile that actually landed in, it wasn't the missile, but there's a tremendous piece of the ballistic missile fell in the Rova. It fell in the Rova. Now you're thinking to yourselves, you all lived in the Rova. You're thinking to yourselves, the Rova is like the most packed place.
the streets are like 3 feet across. You can barely get by with your friend on the other side. He's like, how could it possibly fall and not destroy a building, not hurt Chorono Litzlan, lots of people that don't have mamads, they don't have safe rooms and all that. But it landed in the street. It landed of all the places that it could have landed in the Rova, where it would have caused tremendous damage. It landed on the street. Didn't even make such a big dent in the street. It was like on the side. It was like on the hill there, like by the basketball courts. It's just, everything is just a mamish miracles. It's just constant miracles, constant miracles. My mother told me about another miracle that happened this week, that there was a family, a man who was a family was in an apartment, and a lot of people don't go into the safe rooms. They don't go into a mikvah every time there's a siren. They don't have the koach. They don't have the it wears us down after a while. But there was a family that never ever went to the mikvah. Never went to the mikvah ever. They never ever went. Boom. They decided they were gonna go. They went down to the mikvah. They came back. Their apartment was gone. Literally gone. There was no apartment. The one time that they decided to go to the mikvah, their apartment was hit and it was destroyed and there was nothing left of it. Obviously, it's a tragedy and there's loss of, possessions and money and all these things, but like, it's just mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. It's mamash anes. We become insensitive, desensitized to it, like the Jews in Mitzrayim did on the second and third days of this miracle. But we have to remember, Shabbos HaGadol is there to remind us, to strengthen our emunah, our love in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remember the Nisim, and Bezrat Hashem, really, really, we can do this still. We still have a couple days. Bring Mashiach, v'mher b'yameinu, and b'zocha to bring the Korban Pesach. B'zocha to bring the Korban Pesach, already b'zmano, already next week. We'll be happy to have all you guys back. Bezrat Hashem. Call to have a great Shabbos HaGadol, and hopefully I'll send another recording before Pesach, but if I don't, Chag Sameach.